My next guest says she became a vocalist around the age of 12, and judging by her youthful looks, I'd say that was maybe a couple of weeks ago. So Candice Reyes is here with me, along with producer Billy Towns, to talk about the release of a new CD, Crossing Over, and this is your debut album on Shade Records. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, you found a great talent in Billy here.
Oh, yes, yeah. Definitely.
And I'm just one of the producers. I more or less came towards the end. The actual in-studio producers for the majority of it was Matt Goldsberry, saxophonist Matt Goldsberry, and Eric Unsworth, professor here at UTEP. They started the production, and then we did more of the technical side and the whole real marketing side as far as production.
High-end crew.
So, yeah, we got a few of us that kind of took Candice to the studio for her debut CD on that.
Were you ready to do that CD, or did they hijack you?
You know what? I think it was more a hijack.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was not a prepared thing. You know, they kind of just threw me in the hole and said, you need to do one.
Oh, Lordy. Well, let me back up just a little bit, and let's tell our listeners where they might have seen or heard you in and around El Paso. What are your typical gigs?
Well, right now I play a lot at the Network. We do Wednesday nights at the Network. There's Tuesday nights, there's jazz at the Cocoa Bar, so we're there probably like once a month.
Okay.
I also play a lot at Mesa Street Bar and Grill. And then we do a lot of private parties, events, weddings that a lot of people, you know, they just see me around town or at local venues and they want live jazz or they want, you know, background music while the wedding or reception is going on. So,
what's your typical accompaniment?
Typical accompaniment is usually with the guitarist. If I do like anything out in the public, I usually do with Sean Mahoney, the guitarist.
Okay.
Or I'll do it with my husband, Abel Miralles, on keyboard sometimes.
That's handy. All right.
So there's a lot of venues, you know, even as the Black Orchid, that's a newer venue that a lot of people have been going and seeing a lot more music as well.
Well, we're going to get a chance to hear you next Saturday at 7:30 p.m., and that'll be at the Network, 317 Mills, where you're going to be having your CD release with special guest pianist Kelly Durbin. So, Billy, what was it that told you that this artist was ready to record?
Candice, I've known her almost since she started singing, because I remember her playing clarinet when she was young. Her family lived not too far from Jimmy Olivas. So there, that tells you know, they've been
It's neighborhood stuff going on here.
It was in the neighborhood, and I've known her parents for a while and everything. But after Candice was involved here in not only the community of singing jazz, she improved on her vocal to where, you know, I've been studying her voice. So you know what? That's a voice that needs to be heard. And I wasn't the one that really initiated to get the CD. It was Mac and Eric, but after that, I said, I love the idea. I was telling Candice, you need to record it. I love the idea. And she came to me saying, okay, well, this is something that I like to present to you. And I listened to it. I go, wow, that's a voice. And the first thing, I think that's a voice that we can use on my record label that we can market.
Yes.
It's a marketable voice. And not only are we marketing her here in her hometown of El Paso in the Southwest, but that's a voice that should be heard around the world. So we're going to be marketing her past our borders, you know, throughout the country and other countries, of course, online and everything. But, you know, we have, you know, I have plans to, you know, have her CD get as much exposure as possible that we can do at Shade Records. But Candice, she has and continues to pay her dues in her gigs. You know, she's been heard by a lot of people and everything. And I think the timing is just right for her with her originality and her group. She's mentioning Abel playing keyboards. Actually, Abel's an incredible saxophone player. He's playing keyboards behind her in the bed. Abel's a saxophone. I know him as a saxophone.
It's just because he loves you.
Yeah.
But, you know, with her, combined with her and Abel, who's an incredible saxophonist, I think the timing's right for this young, talented vocalist to be heard on a wider scale and everything.
Yes.
And the music that she presented was great. The production was great. And myself, along with George Ware, we felt that this is a voice that needs to be heard. And you got to start somewhere. You know, I started somewhere too, and it's time for Candice to start.
No, and bless you, because, you know, you look like big angels swooping down, getting somebody, opening doors for young artists.
And
awesome.
It's good. And you know what? Bottom line, her singing speaks for itself. You know,
yes.
It's not, she's surrounded by some, you know, incredible people, but her singing speaks for herself. She's worked a very incredible at it.
She comes
from a musical family and everything. So, you know, I think the timing's just about right.
Yeah. We had a nice taste of your vocals coming into this interview, but how was the studio experience for you, Candice?
You know, actually, when I first started because I got my degree in commercial music and I just graduated this past May.
Oh, congratulations.
From UTEP. You know, we did a lot of studio stuff and work. And I kind of had a, you know, an idea of how it worked.
Hallelujah, because boy, yeah, going in unprepared and all wide-eyed and dry-mouthed is not a good way to go into the studio.
Exactly. So I can say that I knew what was coming, but I didn't know the whole thing, the whole process. Once it got into more detail is when I started figuring out, oh, no, you know, what did I get myself into?
What were the stressors for you?
You know, it was just more of a critical thing on my voice, being in tune. It's always going to be that way for me. I think any musician is always going to be just as critical on themselves than anyone else.
The Often band, worse.
Yeah. You know, the band that backed me up, that speaks for itself, and I'm just honored to be playing with all of them. So, you know, I knew that I had to raise the level of musicianship and being a vocalist.
And my perspective, I produced a few tracks of her singing. And it's not only the in tune. You all know that. It's
right,
having something to say with your voice that make the listener listen to you.
Right.
And we achieve that. Vocalists can sing in tune all day, but do they really captivate your listener? And with her voice, hearing it, and in the studio, when we do it, I go, wow, that's the way she delivers her words and everything.
Oh, the phrasing,
all that stuff, just the right
shading,
thing.
All of that.
The shaping of
that's what
music.
I was going to say was probably the second hardest thing, because going at a gig is different than singing in a studio. You know, I can just sing and I can sound the way that I sound. But when you come back and replay that and you say, wow, that's not what I wanted.
It's a total shift.
Oh, yeah. It's such
would
a
you agree,
difference.
Monica?
Yes, I would. I do remember moments where I'm thinking, damn, I'm good. And I'd go home and listen and cringe. And then other times when I thought it was a fatal flaw, I'd think,
right,
wow, that's kind of a nice cut.
But all in all, I think like Billy says, I have to start somewhere. And I'm glad I did it. And it was perfect timing because I think I needed to get over that little hump.
Yes.
And I think that's why, all in all, the title of the CD, Crossing Over, it means that.
Yeah.
It means I'm done with school. You know, a lot of people have heard me as a young girl singing, you know, learning jazz standards. But now I feel like this is what's going to be evolving after I'm done with school, after, you know, the education, after the experience, which I still need more experience. And I'm always going to be a student, you know.
Sure.
I think that was the two hardest things for me. Was just the frustration and really trying to capture the moment, the song, the shading, the tone, the timbre.
Yeah.
It was just all that.
The microphone is a brutal critic.
Oh, yeah.
So I can really congratulate you on this. And I didn't know the backstory as far as having been hijacked. And so I thank Billy and crew and Matt Goldsberry and
Eric Unsworth.
I thank all of you for getting this young lady to make that big move into the studio. Just very, very exciting. My guest today, jazz vocalist Candace Reyes and her producer, hijacker, Uncle Billy Towns there. Releasing Crossing Over, Candace's debut album on Shade Records. And the release party is going to take place next Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at the Network, 317 Mills Avenue. There's no cover. There will be finger foods. Perfect time to enjoy Candace along with her guest pianist Kelly Durbin and get yourself a CD. In the meantime, check out shaderecords.com and epjazzexchange.com. Thank you both for coming in.